Hello, 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 Winject community. It's Wednesday and it's 11 a.m. Pacific, whatever time it is for you out there. And so you know what time it is in here. Angelo Cisco back from Alpha Hippie. So what I want to talk about with today is procrastination. And the number one reason that we have found that people procrastinate, to some degree, all of us procrastinate. And when I say procrastinate, we're putting off our chance to be our best self and do whatever that is that we must do to be our best self. So that's our definition and my definition of procrastination, is you're putting off whatever it is that you could do or need to do to be your very best self. Now, as a businessman, I'm sure that that hits home with you. There could be some things you have to do there, or a businesswoman, of course. Then if you're a podcaster, right, we run up against these things where we procrastinate. We put them off, right? There's a resistance. And we realize that we're putting them off. And what we're doing and what you may be doing is putting yourself off from achieving your goals, and what I like to say is being your very best self or growing into your best self. And that could be a number of reasons. Yet, as I've really filtered this down with working with thousands of other men through my programs and all this stuff, what really keeps people procrastinating the most, the absolute most, is asking for help. For some reason, our society has such a challenge with this. So I want to really unpack this so that then you could wrap your head around it, and then no longer will procrastination have to be a final destination. Because a lot of us procrastinate so far and so long that we never get in the game. You're on the sidelines. You hold yourself back in your life, and that doesn't feel good. And the longer we procrastinate, the easier it is to procrastinate. It becomes habit in anything and everything that we do. So when we're met up against this procrastination, when you see yourself not taking action, that's the definition of also too procrastination, is we're not taking action. We're not doing anything, right? I made that sideline reference earlier about not being in the game, right? You're just sitting there watching life pass you by. And at the same time, there's a deep knowing that you should be doing something, that there's a deadline, right? You might have a deadline. There might be something going on. And some people come to me with a rather cocky attitude and go, well, I like to wait to the last minute to do things because I like the feeling of how pressure feels. And when I feel that pressure, that really gets me going. That may have worked great for you when you were crash coursing for a test the day before, but why not just beat the motherfucking deadline to begin with, right? For so many entrepreneurs, you set the deadline, but the goal is to beat the fucking deadline. Why would you want to do that? Because what you're essentially doing is waiting for the pressure to come, waiting for the external to come, when in reality, why don't you just beat it all? And unless we're able to be inspired and push ourselves there later on in life, you just don't get it done, okay? You don't reach your goals. You don't do the thing that you really wanted to do. You don't step into that higher self. And so how do you begin doing this? What do you do? What's the best thing that you could do? Is asking for help. Asking someone to help you is the first solution. Our society has been plagued, like I said, where asking for help is actually weak. It goes back to biblical times and biblical sayings, ask and you shall receive, right? And so if reframing the word help is your first thing, right? Because some of us think of help and then believe a story that we're helpless, okay? And that's complete a falsehood. And I'm not here to make you think differently necessarily with all the words that you choose, but pay attention, take awareness and note to how you may feel when you say the word help and what that makes you feel. When I say the word help, do you feel weak? Great. Then change the word. Support, assistance, collaboration, a buddy, whatever it is. So as you're embarking on your journey and you feel some sort of procrastination, a little bit of resistance, you not moving forward in some particular way, start by asking for help. Don't worry about how you ask, even who you ask. I mean, primarily we should be asking people that have experience, knowledge, and where we want to go. Yet for a lot of times, just asking for help and developing that practice and even having any support or any kind of buddy is really great. For me personally, right? When I want to go try out something new, even if that person doesn't know what we're about to do, it feels great to not be in the car alone and take that first jiu-jitsu class. It feels great to have someone that I could even share, hey, man, I'm a little scared about going to do this. Will you join me today? Right? Hey, man, I'm struggling to get my podcast off the ground. This is the area that I'm struggling with. Could you please help me? And then all of a sudden, this idea that I'm alone in this world trying to accomplish what I want to accomplish, I start seeing more and more opportunities and more people that are able to help me. So before you think that you're alone in this world and you're putting off your best self, go to Whoville, just like in the Grinch story. Go to Whoville. Find someone, anyone, preferably someone that's walked that path, but shit, anyone that could help you. That'll or be with you will alone get you off your butt and into action. Because sitting on your butt, being complacent or procrastinating is really the reason why that you haven't stepped into your fullest potential and accomplished your goals and dreams. So focus on that this week and for the weeks after till you die. Anytime you see yourself procrastinating, running against any sort of resistance, all that stuff, go to Whoville, right? Who could come with me? Who could help me? Collaboration will keep you out of mental masturbation. Ooh-wee, did I just get melodic with you guys, right? So remember that. Bring someone with you, have some fun with it, and get comfortable with asking for help. My last thing I want to leave you with is this. My biggest breakthrough with asking for help is I started seeing people, not just as people to judge me on my weaknesses and my shortcomings, as Eskimos or messengers of God, directly from God, that could help me at any time. So I start seeing people as God's messengers, as maybe miniature Pauls, right? Because that's the true translation of the name Paul, and start looking at how these people are available to help me because they're gods, sent down from God to help me. So take that with you too in your pocket if you need that for a reframe and start asking for help as fast as you run up against any resistance. Your whole life will begin to change. You will no longer be a procrastinator and you will see how strong that muscle becomes of asking for help. You will lose the story of what asking for help may mean if you're attached to it feeling weak. And then also, too, you'll move faster and farther along in your career, projects, or any endeavor in your entire life. Have a tremendous week. Angelo Sisco of Alpha Hippie, out.
Cast is brought to you by Winject Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.